RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news, commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo chosen as a co-convener of Commission for Global Education. Indonesia continues to attract global retailers. Finance Minister criticizes World Bank release on Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, popularly known as Jokowi, was chosen as one of the co-conveners of the Commission on Financing of Global Education Opportunities, which was inaugurated during the Oslo Summit on Education for Development in Oslo, Norway, on Tuesday. President Widodo will work with other co-conveners, including Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg, Malawi's President Peter Mutharika, Chile's President Michelle Bachelet Ceria, and UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova. As the co-conveners, the four leaders representing four continents have urged UN Special Envoy for Global Education, Gordon Brown, also the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, to chair the commission. The commission, which was fully sponsored, as you say, supported by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, will have 8 to 10 prominent members from various fields, including finance, economy, and education. With a population of 250 million, Indonesia still attracts retailer companies despite being affected by the global economic slowdown. Head of the advisory of Jones Lang Lanselt Indonesia, Vivin Harsanto, said in Jakarta on Wednesday, given the current economic conditions, several domestic retailers had put their expansion plans on hold. However, foreign retailers still see the positive growth of the retail market in the country, which is reflected in the emergence of several new fashion, food, and beverage outlets. According to Vivi, new players still see the positive side of the retail market in Indonesia. Earlier, it was reported that the number of shopping centers participating in the Festival Jakarta Great Sale 2015 had risen to 21 on the 10th day of the event. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro responded to the World Bank release that lowers Indonesian economic growth from 5.2% of the GDP to 4.7%. The government is optimistic that the economic growth rate in 2015 can reach 5.2%. Mr. Bambang himself is confident that the number will reach 5.2%. Rodrigo Saves, World Bank representative for Indonesia, said that Indonesian difficult condition came from the low-price commodity and decreased investment. Saves said that Indonesia can escape the economic slowdown by improving infrastructure expenses and maintaining fiscal deficit within 3% mark of the total GDP. Improving infrastructure will help cut logistic costs, price, and services, thus boosting economic growth and equality. Indonesia is promoting ecotourism in numerous regions as one of the means of protecting its rainforest while helping the communities explore other alternative sources of incomes for sustainable development. The heart of the Borneo hub is one of the important places remaining in Southeast Asia where the tropical rainforest can still be conserved at a very large scale. In the light of this, WWF Indonesia is developing the Malemba Forest area of Batan Lupar in Kapuas Hulu District, West Kalimantan, into a community-based ecotourism destination Nepik to promote tourism in the area. WWF Indonesia Manager for West Kalimantan Development Program, Albertus Gio, stated in Pontianak that numerous parties, including the Kapuas Hulu Culture and Tourism Department, Sentarum Lake National Park, TNDS, Forest Management Unit, and Malemba Village Administration, would be involved in the community-based ecotourism development program. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Besides installing thermal scanner to detect MERS, the Minister of Health will intensify socialization to prevent the spread of the virus coronavirus respiratory syndrome virus or MERS COV. Health Minister Nila Mulud said in Jakarta Wednesday that her ministry will socialize MERS COV aboard the plane. Furthermore, Minister Nila said it has coordinated with the Minister of Transportation related to the socialization aboard the plane. Minister Nila added her ministry has been providing isolation rooms at the airport arrival because the majority of arrivals and departures from abroad are by plane. Minister of Health also distributed masks to the people who will go to the countries with MERS epidemics such as South Korea and the Middle East. Bank Indonesian BI office in South Sulawesi reminded the public to be aware of the counterfeit money. Dedi Aryadi, head of the Bank Indonesian South Sulawesi, told Tempo on Wednesday that there are concerns of increased counterfeit money circulation towards Idul Fitri. The public should be more cautious. Dedi advised people to be cautious during the financial transaction. He also added that counterfeit money can be easily spotted through a maximination of the bill. Dedi requested anyone who is suspected to have received or have any information related to the counterfeit money to immediately report it to Bank Indonesia or the local police. Bank Indonesia will soon coordinate with the authority to handle the case. Indonesian government through the National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT is conducting the radicalization program as an effort to change the attitude and the outlook of the fundamentalist groups that are considered too hard to be soft, tolerant, pluralistic, moderate, and liberal. The head of the BNPT, Saud Usman Nasution, to the media in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the radicalization program is conducted by inviting the scholars from the Middle East as a reference of the terrorists who had been caught in Indonesia. Also, the Indonesian scholars have the same quality, even better than scholars from Middle East. Furthermore, Saud Usman Nasution explained the radicalization program is also done by translating the books of the former terrorist leaders and to invite them into the prison to explain the new terrorists who has been coached about the contents of the book. Moreover, Saud Usman Nasution added that the terrorists who are in prison are currently given training of entrepreneurship so that they can be an entrepreneur after being released from prison. The last item. Indonesian police and military force will deploy more than 145,000 personnel in a joint operation starting on Friday to beef up security during the end of Ramadan holiday of Lebaran, when millions of people are expected to leave the big cities for their hometowns in a tradition parallel known as mudik. General Badruddin Haiti, chief of the National Police, said on Tuesday morning that the 2015 Operation Ketupat will run from July 16 to 25th, and the personnel had been instructed to beef up security and monitor traffic. According to Badruddin, during Lebaran, the flow of people and goods increases drastically. Crimes also tend to increase. The Transportation Ministry projects that some 20 million people from across the archipelago will travel during this period. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Presidential Instruction Related to the Management of Social Forest. Listener, now Indonesian government is preparing a presidential instruction, or INPRES, related to the determination of indicative map on social forestry. Director of Conflict Resolution Management at General Directorate of Social Forestry and Environmental Partnership of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Rosa Vivian Ratnawati, said that the legal instrument is being prepared to strengthen the spatial area of forest reaching 12.7 acres as part of social forestry. of targeted social forestry, there are 5.5 million hectares to be taken from the concession granted to the company. As many as 20% of the land concessions given to the company must also be used in partnership with the local community. Social forestry is the government's program related to forest management by local community to increase economic independence, environmental sustainability, and social institution. Social forestry covers a forest managed by community in the form of community forests, or HKM, village forests, or HD, the People's Forest Plantation, or HTR, and indigenous forests. It is the implementation of the third idea of President Joko Widodo's nine-man priorities, or Nawacita, to develop Indonesia, especially outer areas, by strengthening some regions and rural areas within the framework of a unitary state. The social forest area is designated for the rural forest management, community forest license, permit of community plantation forests, forest partnership, and indigenous forest managed by the local community. In this interest, it is also set about licensing in areas designated for communities living around the forest. Forests that have various biological and non-biological biodiversity is an area with huge potential. They also have a very important role for the economic growth of the communities, especially those living around the forest areas, and also as an asset that can bring about foreign exchange. Basically, the communities around the forest are more capable to manage the natural resources that exist in the forest. The forest use done by the local communities is generally based on the inheritance of their ancestors from generation to generation, with some restraints which are taboo to be against, because they are worried about the consequences that would befall them. In managing forest area, they use traditional methods that do not damage the fertility of the soil and the surrounding habitat. By involving the communities around the forest as partners, the function of forest as forest conservation, endangered species protection, cultural heritage forest, protected forest, and community forest can be pursued to be more maintained and can reduce social gap of or inequalities. And listen to that commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on July 9, 1972, when Palestinian author and activist Ghassan Kanani was killed. Ghassan Kanani, an author and activist of Palestinian freedom fighter, and his nephew were killed due to terror of Israel's secret agent, Mossad, on July 9, 1972. He died because his car was exploded in Beirut by a bomb, which was put by Mossad. Kanani was one of official of Socialist Group for Palestine Liberation. 16 days later, secretary of Kanani, Bassam Abu Sharif, was also injured. The assassination on Palestinian figures who are abroad was one of methods which was held by Zionist regime in an attempt to suppress the resistance of the Palestinians. And the next event was in 2002 when the African Union was established. The African Union, or AU, is a continental union consisting of 54 countries in Africa. The only African state that is not a member is Morocco. The African Union was established on May 26, 2001 in Addis Ababa and launched on July 9, 2002 in South Africa with the aim
of replacing the Organization of African Unity, or OAU. The most important decisions of the African Union are made by the Assembly of the African Union, a semi-annual meeting of the heads of state and government of its member states. The Union Secretariat, the African Union Commission, is based in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And the last event was in 2011 when South Sudan gained its independence. South Sudan, officially the Republic of South Sudan, is a landlocked country in northeastern Africa but gained its independence from Sudan in 2011. South Sudan became an independent state on July 9, 2011, following a referendum that passed with 98.83% of the vote. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with today's focus entitled "The Government Has Two Strategies in Facing the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC." Listener, the Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Industry, has two strategies in facing the ASEAN Economic Community that will take effect in December 2015. The strategies are attacking and defending to win the competition in the ASEAN Economic Community 2015. Indonesia needs to enhance strong competitiveness among countries in the region. The attacking strategy is done by building education and industry training centers. It is done to strengthen small and medium industry sector, among others, by providing incentives for small and medium enterprises through machine and equipment restructuring program. While defending strategy is carried out by concentrating on the preparation of the Indonesian national standard for manufacturing products. There have been 50 Indonesian nationals, Work Competence Standards, or SKKNI, in the industrial sector, and 25 Professional Certification Institute, LSP, and Competency Test, TUK, listed. It was stated by Minister of Industry, Saleh Husin, in Jakarta. He said Indonesia also focuses on entrepreneurial growth industries by training new entrepreneurs and help increase capital. The minister also said the development of small and medium industries, SMI, which is included in the last program, also needs to be prioritized by facilitating access to capital for small and medium enterprises through business credit, Community Development Partnership Program, CSR, Venture Capital and Corporate Service and Responsibility. Based on data from the Central Statistic Agency, BPS, until 2013, the number of small and medium enterprises reached 3.4 million units, absorbing 9.7 million people. Efforts were targeting growth acceleration of industrial entrepreneurs in disadvantaged and potential areas. Minister of Industry reiterated his optimism related to the performance of the industry in 2015. This is related to the growth of industry of non-oil and gas in the first quarter of 2015, which amounted 5.21% higher than the economic growth in 2015, which is equal to 4.71%. Meanwhile, to support Indonesia's readiness to welcome AEC 2015, a member of Commission 4, Hamzah Sulaiman, said there are special considerations so that the draft bill on animal, fish and plants is promoted as a priority in the National Legislation Program 2015. The step, according to the result of the bill, is merging all quarantine that currently exist in several ministries and agencies, namely Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, Ministry of Forestry and Ministry of Environment, Ministry of Health and Customs Office, into one institution, namely National Quarantine Agency, BKN, which has a strong authority. Sulaiman explained the enactment of ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, 2015 in the end of the year has become one of factors on the need to encourage and prioritize the bill ratification. He hoped the Commission 4 will be able to complete the draft bill on quarantine before December 2015 in anticipation of the AEC. Sulaiman realized that in the AEC, problems that will be faced not only the economic and employment problems. The intensity of exit and entry of goods starting from raw materials until food derived from plants and animals should also be noted. And listener, that was Focus.
Here are the headlines of several national newspapers published today, Thursday, July 9, 2015. I'm Dalat Pane. We start with Kompas newspaper. Kompas, in its headline, writes Constitutional Court perpetuate political concept. With the consideration that each person must be guaranteed free from discriminatory treatment, the Constitutional Court cancelled the requisite prospective regional head and deputy head who does not have a conflict of interest with the incumbent who is in power. But it is feared the decision will perpetuate the political practice of kinship or nepotism. Head of Information Center of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Dodi Riyadmaja in Jakarta on Wednesday said that until 2014, there were at least 59 heads and deputy heads of the selected areas who have family ties with the incumbent. Media Indonesia, in its headlines, writes, Constitutional Court revives political dynasty. Sister of Mamuju region, West Sulawesi, Siti Saleh Duka, is quite happy to hear the verdict of the Constitutional Court granted the judicial review of Article 7, letters R, Law Number 8/2015, on the election of regional head. Constitutional Court judges ruled that restricting the candidacy for regional heads who have a relationship with the incumbent violating the Constitution. Former Chief Justice of the Constitutional Court, Jimli Asidik, is disappointed on the decision. He said the effect is a son of a region can continue his father's position who has been in power for two periods. While Republika newspaper writes, add police officers in Cipali. Traffic coordinator had Police Inspector Chondro Kirono in Jakarta on Wednesday said, the police have completed study on the causes of the rise of accidents on the toll road Cikopo Palimanan or Cipali since it was opened last month. According to Chondro, the addition of personnel, traffic signs, and street lights are expected to be the solution. Moreover, police also recommend to managers of Tol Cipali to place officers who provide information through loudspeakers so that the road users are more careful. We end with Business Indonesia. The newspaper writes, Indonesian fundamental is good. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized that the Indonesian economy is not as bad as the growing perception. Therefore, the government will continue to work to improve business confidence on the national economy. The president mentioned the position of the loan, either debt to GDP ratio and debt service ratio, is still very good. The ratio of debt to gross domestic product GDP is below 30%, while the rate of economic growth also put Indonesia, according to the expectations and analysts and economists, in the fifth position in the world after India, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines, with the projection in the fourth quarter is 5.44%. Well, listener, that was today's headlines.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo was chosen as one of the co-conveners of the Commission on Financing of Global Education Opportunities, which was inaugurated during the Oslo Summit on Education for Development in Oslo, Norway, on Tuesday. With the population of 250 million, Indonesia still attracts retail companies despite being affected by the global economic slowdown, helped by the advisory of John Slalan Lancelot, Indonesia, Vivin Harsanto said in Jakarta on Wednesday. Given the current economic conditions, several domestic retailers had put their expansion plans on hold. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro responded to the World Bank release that lowers Indonesia's economic growth from 5.2% of the GDP to 4.7%. Indonesia is promoting ecotourism in numerous regions as one of the means of protecting its rainforests while helping the communities explore other alternative sources of incomes for sustainable development. Besides installing thermal scanner to detect MERS, the Minister of Health will intensify socialization to prevent the spread of the virus corona of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS-CoV. Health Minister Nila Mul said in Jakarta on Wednesday that her ministry will socialize MERS-CoV aboard the plane. Bank Indonesian BI office in South Sulawesi reminded the public to be aware of the counterfeit money. Dedi Aryadi, head of the Bank Indonesia South Sulawesi, told Tempo on Wednesday that there are concerns of increased counterfeit money circulation towards Idul Fitri. Indonesian government through the National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT is conducting the radicalization program as an effort to change the attitudes and the outlook of the fundamentalist groups that are considered too hard to be soft, tolerant, pluralistic, moderate, and liberal. Indonesian police and military force will deploy more than 145,000 personnel in a joint operation starting on Friday to beef up security during the end of Ramadan holiday of Lebaran, when millions of people are expected to leave the big city for their hometowns in a tradition popularly known as mudik. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It's a pleasure to meet you again on Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, I will invite you to a culinary tour of Aceh. So, stay tuned. Listener, there is a special view in the month of Ramadan in several villages in Aceh Besar Regency, such as in Beung Bajok village, Kuta Baru sub-district. Before sunset, the local community, especially children, flock to the local mosques to take the menu for breaking fasting. There, the people can get free iftar or meal for breaking fast, which is cooked together. It is Lebu Feuda is a kind of porridge with various spices. But Lebu Feuda is different from most of porridge. Lebu Feuda does not use chicken pieces. The content is dominated by the spice, so very rich in flavor. Lebu Feuda just cooked in the month of Ramadan. The food is unique because it is processed from 44 kinds of plants and foliage forests, including surapat, siumalubati, murongbati, tahe peuha, tungkat ali, teumiti, balek angin, jahibha, jamblang leaves, and saga leaves. These leaves were collected 10 days before the month of Ramadan by the local community. Then the leaves are dried for several days. Then it's smoothed with jinki, a traditional pestle. Then the pounded leaves is mixed with pepper and turmeric that has also been refined. All the ingredients are then cooked with rice, grated coconut, papaya, melinjo leaves, lime leaves, cassava leaves, corn, yams, turmeric, ginger, and green beans in a large pot. During the 3-hour cooking process, the dough stirring to prevent burning. Listener, usually local residents start cooking from 1400 hours p.m. To cook Lebu Feuda, they use a picket system. One day, 5 young men who served starting from the first day until the last Ramadan. If one of them does not come, he could be fined. The sources of fund to cook Lebu Feuda is the village land which is cultivated by residents, and also other donations which are also intended to spark Ramadan. These foods are usually eaten by the residents to break the fast. Some are prepared for iftar in the mosques to entertain guests or travelers who come to spread Islam. Lebu Feuda porridge tastes a little bit spicy. That's because the leaves were mixed with pepper, turmeric, and ginger just before cooking. The food is believed to be a kind of porridge that local communities have a high efficacy for health. In addition to maintain stamina throughout Ramadan, due to high carbohydrate intake comes from rice, green beans, and corn. This Aceh is typical culinary. This Aceh's typical culinary is only found during Ramadan. This is one of the unique traditions of the people of Aceh Besar, which is still maintained until now. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Lebu Peuda. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa and bye-bye.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we present you the day of Palapa satellite launching. Palapa is the name for some Indonesian geostationary telecommunication satellites. The name is taken from Palapa Pledge, which was initiated by Patih Gajah Mada from Majapahit Kingdom in 1334. Throughout the history, 13 Indonesian satellites have been launched. Palapa satellite is a project of the Indonesian government that wanted to get engaged in communication world. This project was run by the government regarding the importance of communication spreading as Indonesia's territory is mostly archipelago. It is the awareness of that encouraged the new order government to have its own satellites to spread information as widely as possible. Palapa satellite used a quite advanced technology at that time. Overall, this satellite uses technology which was also used for ANIC and Westar satellites owned by Canada and the United States. Launching rocket that was used, namely Delta 2914, was also rocket for the two satellites. The project of Palapa satellite did not take a long time. It was even the fastest record noted in the history of Boeing owned satellites making. Imagine that Boeing only had 17 months since the order was made in early February 1975. The design of Palapa satellite Generation A was specially made by Hughes to reach all of Indonesian regions. Besides, the signal strength emitted by the satellite can reach some neighboring countries such as Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand. Palapa satellite Generation A looks simple indeed. If we see at a glance, this satellite is like an oil drum with a disc on it. It is different from the current satellites. Nevertheless, Palapa Satellite A is an extraordinary milestone in technological observer Nino Laksono stated that because of Palapa Satellite A, Indonesia is known as the third country to have domestic transmitting satellite after Canada and the United States. It beat China and India, which had not thought about having domestic satellite. Indonesia itself hasn't celebrated or commemorated this Palapa satellite launching day. Even some Indonesian people do not know that July the 9th is the launching day of Palapa satellite. But now, Indonesian people should be proud of having some satellites in outer space. In 2006, the first satellite made by Indonesia, Inasat 1, was launched. This satellite is a sense of methodology satellite to capture artificial weather of the National Aeronautics and Space Agency, LAPAN. Inasat 1 uses small electronic component with a weight of about 10 to 15 kilograms. The satellite is designed to collect data which are closely related to environment and household data to learn the dynamic of movement and satellite system performance. LAPAN did not stop there. In cooperation with Berlin Engineering University, LAPAN made LAPAN TOPSAT satellite. This is the first microsatellite in Indonesia. So, for you smartphone users, you should know that satellite is your main capital to communicate through the cutting-edge device named cell phone. Listener, that ends today's miscellany on Palapa Satellite Launching Day. I'm Hernita. Thank you for listening.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, I present you Patan Band from the Nunukan town of East Kalimantan. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Jubaida. And here is the song.
Kau berjanji padaku.
coming from the region do not make only vocalist, fatly drummer, one keyboardist, daddy bassist, and nolly guitarist are discouraged. In fact, five people who are members of this patent band feel be challenged to show their musical quality that is not inferior to the capital bands. Departing from frequent participation in various festivals and performance at the cafe makes patent band feels compelled to believe themselves. According to O'Neilly, in Nunukan Regency is Kalimantan province, patent band's name is already known. They got support from local fans when they moved to Jakarta capital under a major Nagaswara label, and this is a challenge. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Menunggumu or Waiting for You by Patent Band. Happy listening.
Aku menunggumu, akan hadirmu di sisiku. Bila ku harus menunggu, mungkinkah pernah kau kembali di sisiku.
With determination and spirit, then many musicians see their talents and eventually have in the cultivation of their albums and hit singles. Among others, Abdi of the Slang Group, Baron, Charlie ST 12, John Paul, even X Boomerang and others. Their first album entitled Curhat contained 11 songs of Malay pop rock nuance. Patton Band wants to color the music of Indonesia, even though they came from the village, but they will be presenting music that is not Taiki. Well, listener, before I conclude this musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Curhat and Pengagum Cinta. And here is the songs.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.